From the prone postures, let us proceed to the supine postures, asanas which are done by lying on the spine, turn backwards, face the sky, stretch the whole body in the supine position, heels and toes together, stretch your knees, pull up waistline, hands stretched along your head, biceps stretching your ears, toes inwards. Let us practice Sarvangasana. Ekam, raise both the legs together to 45 degrees. Dve, 90 degrees. Bring the hands forward. Trini, lift your legs further. Raise the spine, legs parallel to the ground. Chattvare, support your back. Stretch your legs. Straighten the whole body in a L shape. Push your elbows inwards. Let the whole weight rest on your chest region. Push further. Chin close to the chest, the jugular notch. Gaze your toes. Sarvangasana tones up, maintains the whole health of the body, enhances the memory power, extensively used in the ailments connected to the lower limbs, urinary tract, piles, etc. People suffering from hypertension should avoid this posture. Maintain the Sarvangasana with normal breathing and deep relaxation. Pancha, slowly come down, legs parallel to the ground. Shatta, spine resting on the ground. Take the hands back. Sapta, legs 45 degrees. Ashta, return to sthiti position. Relax.